You're listening to SBS News.
The pronouncement from United States President Donald Trump that his country should back Israeli sovereignty over the Golan Heights came via Mr. Trump's Twitter account. The repercussions soon began ricocheting through cyberspace and across the world. Mr. Trump's Secretary of State, Mike Pompeo, happens to be visiting Israel. He's praising the decision of his boss, Mr. Pompeo referencing a battle that took place in the Golan Heights during the 1973 Yom Kippur War, fought against an Arab coalition headed by Egypt and Syria, emphasizing Israel's connection with the disputed area, which it first seized from Syria during the so-called Six-Day War of 1967.
There's a famous battle called the Battle of the Valley of Tears. It was Israeli heroism at its most amazing, saving this great nation at a time of enormous challenge, a threat that came from east of the Golan, from Syria, a tank battle of epic and historic proportion of amazing Israeli bravery. Tonight, President Trump made the decision to recognize that that hard-fought real estate, that important place, is proper to be a sovereign part of the state of Israel.
Mr. Pompeo says the decision is not just important, but historic.
President Trump made a bold decision to recognize that an important decision for the people of Israel will truly be historic. And the people of Israel should know that the battles they fought, the lives that they lost on that very ground, were worthy and meaningful and important for all time.
Unsurprisingly, he's receiving no argument from his host, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Israel annexed in 1981 the area it gained control of in 1967 and kept control of in the 1973 war. Officially, the United States' position, at least up until now, was that the area Israel controls in the Golan Heights is Syrian territory under Israeli occupation, and the application of Israeli law in that area is a violation of international law. Mr. Netanyahu views Mr. Trump's decision as part of an ongoing pattern of crucial support for Israel.
President Trump has just made history. I called him. I thanked him on behalf of the people of Israel. He did it again. First, he recognized Jerusalem as Israel's capital and moved the U.S. embassy here. Then he pulled out of the disastrous Iran treaty and reimposed sanctions. But now he did something of equal historic importance. He recognized Israel's sovereignty over the Golan Heights. And he did so at a time when Iran is trying to use Syria as a platform to attack and destroy Israel. And the message that President Trump has given the world is that America stands by Israel.
Around 40,000 people live in the Israeli-controlled portion of the Golan Heights. More than half of them are Druze, an Arab minority who practice an offshoot of Islam. They've been offered Israeli citizenship, but most have rejected that offer and identify as Syrian. With the instability brought about by the Syrian civil war, Israel wants the Golan Heights as a buffer zone between it and the trouble in Syria. Israel says that it fears that Iran, one of the main backers of the government of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad, is trying to establish a permanent presence on the Syrian side of the Golan Heights, from which it can launch attacks on Israel. Mr. Assad's forces control the Syrian-controlled portion of the Golan Heights. It's certainly a proposition that fits the anti-Iran rhetoric frequently deployed by Mr. Netanyahu, who's in the midst of a re-election campaign. But Mr. Trump rejects the notion that he's trying to help Mr. Netanyahu keep his job, claiming that, in the context of Israeli politics, his idea will have bipartisan support. Mr. Trump claims he doesn't even fully know how the Israeli election campaign is progressing for Mr. Netanyahu.
No, I don't. I wouldn't even know about that. I have no idea. I hear he's doing okay. I don't know if he's doing great right now, but I hear he's doing okay. But I would imagine the other side, whoever's against him, is also in favor of what I just did.
That's a claim supported by Mr. Pompeo, not only in the light of his present visit to Israel, but Mr. Netanyahu's scheduled visit to the United States next week.
My trip and, frankly, the Prime Minister's visit to Washington next week are about really real pressing issues, things that matter to the world. They are time sensitive, whether it's the challenges that are presented by the Islamic Republic of Iran, or the issues in Syria. These are issues that can't wait, and they don't work on election clocks.
But there's already concern about the broader implications from Mr. Trump's proclamation. Joshua Landis is a US academic who is head of the Center for Middle East Studies at the University of Oklahoma. He says Mr. Trump's latest move is more evidence the US may no longer back a two-state solution to the Israeli-Palestinian dispute.
There's been a lot of pressure placed on the Palestinians to give way to Israel, and this would be a similar step on the part putting pressure on Syria. So it's very possible the United States has increasingly backed away from the two-state solution in the Arab-Israeli conflict.
Sunila Wasti, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.